Proclamation number 8704 of 20th of December, 1963. Peace to those of good will. I wanted to bring peace to people on earth when I myself descended and walked the earth. And also today I want to bring peace to those who are of good will. For truly, when they let me myself into their heart, then a peace will also fill this heart which only I can give them, for they will feel my presence and feel blissfully safe and secure. They will not fear any enemy who approaches them from outside, for they know about my love and might which can and will ward off all harm which threatens them. Only in me will you find true peace, because if you are intimately connected to me, then you also feel Father love, and you know that a father protects and looks after his children and does not let them get into trouble. I want to bring you peace of soul that you are certain to have taken the right way, which leads away from my opponent, whom you want to flee into me, your God and Creator, to whom you flee as children, that my Father arms embrace you and safely guide you on the way up. But as long as you have not yet found me, you also wander restlessly along. You know no real peace, because you are still inwardly too much pressed by my opponent, who does not let you come to peace, who is always only anxious to cause restlessness, impatience and agitation in you, who hurries and chases you, who puts you into the world gear, so that you can find no inner peace. Because all contact with me is prevented and without me you cannot come to a true inner peace. But I came down to earth to bring peace to those who are of good will, for I gathered them around me and revealed myself to them as the Savior from deepest spiritual adversity. Only few believed in me and my mission, but these also found peace through me. They found the path to me, their God and Creator, and walked it consciously by confessing me in Jesus and being the first to also accept the blessings of my act of salvation, by being the first and most redeemed to be able to enter their eternal home again after the death of their body. To them I brought peace for their souls and truth. The endless long fight since their apostasy had been endured, and it ended with the victory over the opponent, because they consciously turned towards me and let themselves be redeemed by me through my blood, which I shed on the cross for all men. I therefore had defeated my opponent, and everyone who now joins me also no longer needs to fear my opponent. He will go through earth life in inner peace and also be able to enter the kingdom on the other side after his death, because I have bought this peace for him with my death on the cross. But he must be of good will. Otherwise he will still remain attached to my adversary, because he does not acknowledge my work of salvation and therefore also me myself, and for so long he will live a paceless life in my adversary's chains. Be it on earth or also in the beyond, until he liberates himself from him, until he takes the path to me and asks for redemption from me, thus also for inner peace, which makes him blissfully happy. The earthly world has always been an area of dispute where men have to fight against him who holds them captive, and they will not reach true peace until they have defeated him and found me, who alone can give them peace. But you man will also only then be happy when this peace fills your heart, because then you have found home, even if you still live on earth, but you have gone the right way to me. You have intimately united with me, received my love power and also found peace of the soul with me. Then you have become mine and eternally escaped from him who once plunged you into the deep. Then you have successfully covered the way from the deep to the height, and the gate to the eternal home is no longer closed to you. I myself receive you and guide you into my kingdom, where there is light and bliss and peace for all eternity. Amen.